Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. Jeff Loggeman, Tony Boselli, John Osher, and guys, the last preseason game, how important was it to get a win for a Gus Bradley team here at the end of the preseason?
Well, listen, it's a preseason, and while it doesn't count, I think when you're trying to build something, winning is always good. And I think it just – what it does, it reaffirms what Gus has been preaching and how to play and to finish games and to bounce back from some adversity. He talked about that with you after the game, you know, about getting punched in the mouth at the end of the half and responding. And so, well, it's a good win, but it'll be soon forgotten because they get ready for Kansas City.
I like the very end, John, when the defense rose up and made a play there at a critical point. Guys were flying around. I like the energy there.
Well, just talked to Leroy Reynolds in the locker room, and he said that very thing. Second and third teamers, he said, hadn't played that great the last couple of weeks, and they had talked a lot about, hey, let's not have that happen again. I think they rose up at the end, and it was a big reason they won the game.
A couple guys that played after just being picked up. A Blackman, a cornerback, had a 21-yard punt return, had an interception, and also Knox, the linebacker, made some plays as a defensive rusher and as a linebacker.
Well, I think Blackman is a guy who's I think is going to make the team. And I don't really care about the interception, frankly. But this team needs somebody who can catch the punt and have some returnability to him. Because with Justin Blackman being out, that means A. Sanders is going to start. And how much do you want your starting tight end, receiver, returning punts? No one else has shown the ability to both catch it and have some juice. And so I think Blackman's going to be that guy.
Well, I also think that's not the end of that. Blackman, I think, makes the team. He provides depth. I think in the next few days you're going to see more of that kind of guy. And they're going to add some depth with some veterans the next few days.
We need to make sure we clarify that's Will Blackman, not Justin Blackman. Another note, coming up, roster has to be down to 53 by Saturday at 6 p.m. This was the last opportunity for a lot of guys. Will there be any surprises?
I don't know about surprises. I think Andre Branch, I think D'Anthony Smith were guys who were playing in there late. Those are veterans that guys have heard of. It'll be interesting to see what happens with those guys.
Tony, how many more waiver acquisitions could there be? We kind of put it.
I have a little like a friendly wager with nothing on it really, but going back and forth. I've said minimum five, but I think as many as 10. You've said 10's way too high. Well, I think you probably got three guys that possibly been signed that are going to make this roster, and I think you're going to see. I'm going to stick with. I think it could be as high as 10, but I think it's at least four more guys that are playing on other rosters right now that'll be on this 53-man.
Certainly going to be a busy weekend for Gus Bradley, David Caldwell, and scanning that waiver wire because they are number two in the pecking order. You got to take advantage of it while you can, which lasts through week three until it goes to records.
Well, you have to, and I don't think it's 10, but I do think you could see 6 or 7.
I put the over and under at 6.
Well, you said it was 5 before. You've raised the bar.
Raised it once.
Yeah, so it's a moving target with Mr. Loggeman here.
And that'll put a wrap on the post-game report from here in Atlanta. The next time we'll be talking to you will be the regular season when they finally count.